So I invite you to take a few deep breaths, to draw yourself together, to gather yourself, to center yourself and to push out the distractions of the day, what's on your to-do list, what you think about, what you're thinking about for tomorrow. And just be still and present in this moment. In your mind's eye, be aware of your conscious energy running up and down your spine, awakening your being. And take a moment to gather that energy at the base of your spine and send it down your legs, through the soles of your feet and into Mother Earth, to ground yourself in the earth, this life-giving, life-sustaining, loving and supportive energy and entity in Gaia. And as you push this grounding cord down and down and down into the earth, pull up this earth energy, up your grounding rod, up through the soles of your feet, up through your legs, and gather it at the base of your spine. And allow it to just rise up slowly through your torso, awakening your organs, bringing them vitality, energy, as the energy continues to rise up and it reaches your heart, awakening your heart, rising still to your shoulders and down your arms, your hands and fingers. Draw it up through your throat, your face, awakening your third eye. Gathering and bursting out of your crown, up and around you like a fountain, as the energy falls back into the earth and rises back up through your feet in a continuous motion. And tonight, instead of sending up a lightning rod or a compass needle, I want to invite you to just rise up yourself. Rise up out of your body, out of your home, up into the cosmos, to experience the vastness of our solar system, our galaxy, our universe. In the vastness of this space, begin to lose awareness of yourself, your individuality. As you begin to have a sense of being one with the universe, as I invite you to, in your imagination, recall with me the creation myth of Kabbalah, where before anything was made, anything was created, anything was formed, God was, God is. And in that existence, God pulled up a desire to see God's self. And with that desire, God created a void in itself and poured its divine nature into this void, creating a world where all is one. No thing is a thing yet, everything that will be is still in union with this divinity. Everything that will ever be is in this place of unity, where nothing is distinct from anything else. And then imagine with me, if you will, as we're told in the Judeo-Christian story in Genesis, that God said, and there was, and it was good. So imagine with me not all of creation, but the essence of each thing that will be, as God calls forth the light and the dark and the firmament and the land and the sea, that as these things are called forth, the essence of what they are or what they will be comes out. Celestial beings, plants and animals, and finally human. The essence of humanity, the essence of animals, essence of plants and minerals. The perfect expression of each of these that will ultimately become physical in the created world. And then imagine with me, if you will, that creative impulse continues, and each of these essences drops into a third world, the world of forms, of archetypes. So originating from the world of the divine, coming into the world of creation, the essence of celestial bodies comes into the forms of planets, stars, moon, animals. Break down into the essence of dogs become retrievers, spaniels, dachshunds, terriers. The essence of the tree breaks down into redwoods, cedars, apple trees, Joshua trees. The essence of human comes down into the forms that we know of as male and female. Asian and African, Middle Eastern, Western, Indigenous, Native American. And see the goodness in each of these forms. The perfection that has come out of the world of the divine, through the world of creation, and now into the world of archetypes and forms. And then imagine, if you will, that these forms begin to take shape. And so that form of a planet, as it becomes solid, becomes Venus and Mars, Earth, Jupiter, Saturn, Mercury, Uranus, and Neptune. And one of the forms of the star is our star. And all these planets in this star come together to create our solar system. And you can see in the distance other stars and other planets forming other systems. As you draw close to Earth, you can see how the forms of lakes and rivers and seas and oceans are taking their place on Earth, and mountains and valleys, and land masses are taking shape on the earth. And the form of a spaniel is taking shape in a particular dog in your neighborhood, a retriever, a Labrador, a Chihuahua, becoming unique and individual representations that they were created to be. And you see your neighbors, your loved ones, in their unique and perfect expression of humanity. And as you observe all of these physical manifestations of these forms, of these created essences, and you remember that they come out of this place of total unity, total oneness, you'll recall their common origin, their common source. And we remember the element of the story where God desired to see God's self. And here on Earth, in our solar system, in our galaxy, is a tapestry of a beautiful painting reflecting back to God, the image of God. And each aspect, each individual tree, each geographical element, a mountain, a river, a lake, a sea, each animal, each human, is a brushstroke on that painting that reflects back to God who God is. And we can magnify ourselves in and focus in on one element of that tapestry, or we can step back and look at the wholeness of it, how each element is contributing to the one image that God is looking at. So as you reflect on who you are and remember your divine origin, I invite you to remember your belonging to the one world, the one creation, the oneness of the divine. Imagine your contribution, your stroke in that beautiful tapestry, that beautiful piece of art that God looks down on and says, "There I am. There I am." I am there. And as you look at this painting yourself, see yourself being drawn into your stroke, into your place, coming back fully now to your body, to yourself. Remembering your divine source, remembering your divine nature. As you come back to yourself now, wherever you are, in your chair, in your seat, in your sofa, taking a few deep breaths, coming back fully to yourself, and in your own time, opening your eyes.